at hostessbrands.com. No phone calls, please. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE Live and Local, it is 847, sunshine 42 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVOE News Time is now 8:50, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. Karen Daugherty, I've got Newman Region Health on the brain, so I apologize, but Flint Hills Technical College president. I'm in the middle of two things at once and trying to get things done, and I am failing at both right now. Karen, good morning, though. How are you?
Good morning, sir. And you know what? To be able to squeeze Flint Hills Technical College in with all the headlines going on in Emporia this morning, I appreciate KVOE giving us a few minutes. So thank you very much.
We're not squeezing you in here. This is a big deal here for folks that may not know much about the Aspen Prize.
Yes, sir, it is. We are so honored to be acknowledged for the commitment that our students and employees have. So the Aspen Prize announced last week the 150 community colleges that they had identified as eligible for applying for this $1 million prize. It is a two-year process. The winner will be announced in June of 25. And Flint Hills Technical College was among the 150 over 1,000 two-year institutions that were assessed. Flint Hills Technical College was in the top 150, and we are so honored to be recognized among the likes of so many colleges out of Florida and California and Texas. And so to make this, and I will add, along with six other of our two-year sister institutions in the state of Kansas. Kansas has a strong showing this year, and we are very proud and honored to be alongside that.
Well, Karen, how do you reach the top 150 eligibility status? What does that entail?
Our employees and our students, our faculty who commit to student success and helping our students navigate through the programming, our student support staff who make sure, such as our Ringler Crisis Relief Fund, that we can provide students any resources they need to keep them on track. And you know what? I'm going to give a shout-out to our maintenance crew. They've been up on top of those roofs for the last few weeks, and they've been pulling some double duty, making sure that those learning spaces are dry and clean and avoid not getting any of those elements on them. So it takes that full crew to support our students and what they're doing and our community. So we're very excited about this. Go ahead.
Is this an application project, Dr. Daugherty? How does this work?
It is an application process, and this is where it gets a little sticky because the types of data that they request, our systems sometimes are not, the infrastructure is not, we don't have some of the longevity of some of the information. And so there are some challenges that it might take for us to fully apply to this, to the prize. So it is a lengthy process. It is a cumbersome process. Certainly, the colleges who are recognized and who make either the honorable mention or the grand prize have gone through a lot to submit that data. And to submit that information. And they have a long history of really rich data that they have access to.
The data is one thing, but obviously the individual side of things here, Dr. Daugherty, is what you're really focused in on and making sure that students are really able to get the best education forward and launch into the work world. Having said that, though, you know, the fact that you're recognized here as the top 150 for a second straight cycle is big, and I guess maybe what has been, I guess you weren't on for the last one in 21 when you were named as a finalist, but what are some of the things that you really have been focusing on leading into the 23 nomination process, which was unveiled here just a couple of days ago?
Actually, Chuck, I think I have, because I was hired, I came on board in June of 21, and I think it was acknowledged a few months later. So we had a big conversation on campus. I remember the conversation, and some of the variables like the teaching and learning, the certificate and degree completion, the different areas that were looked at to allow the college to be acknowledged and recognized. So I do remember those conversations, and some of the same conversations we're having now about our transfer opportunities, how our students maybe move on into bachelor's programs, workforce, our 97% placement rate, equitable access. Our recruiters are out making sure that we are providing equitable access and opportunities for all the students in our service area for sure. And then how do we support those students and make sure that they have access to equitable outcomes, especially what this recognizes are for our Black and Hispanic students. And so these are conversations we've really moved to the forefront over the past few years. So they are at the front of what we do, and we appreciate being acknowledged and recognized for that. But I would also add that these are also things our employees commit to. They know these are what provides success for our students. So it's not that we're striving to gain recognition through the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence. We're striving to ensure that our students are succeeding in their goals that help support their families.
Yeah, it's nice to get this acknowledgement, though, I'm sure, being a top 150. It's a great accomplishment to begin with. But if you were to win the $1 million prize, I'm sure you could use that, right?
Right.
Well, let's see. One roof costs $1 million, so we could use that in about a heartbeat. So we've already got that planned out on where that money's going to go. So, yeah. Yes. You know, I'm going to add also, I don't want to take anything away from the Aspen Prize, but we also received notice, and we'll probably put this out in a week or two, from Intelligent.com that the college is recognized as number 28 in the nation per their data for some different things related, again, to workforce success, access, graduation rates, degree completion, different things like that. And that... we are flanked by a college out of Minnesota, so that's a really strong system. And then the other side, a college out of Wisconsin. So both of those, Kansas is really holding its own, doing a great job in showing how strong technical education is in the state of Kansas.
Outstanding.
And we are able, it really is. It's an honor to be part of this system.
Well, before we let you go, I think the Culinary Arts Department would be happy with you if you would tout a fundraiser we have going on here, Dr. Daugherty.
I will absolutely do that. I'm going to refer folks either to our webpage, Flint Hills Technical College, fhtc.edu, or go out to our Facebook page. Our culinary arts students are doing a fundraiser. If many of you recall, we had a few students who went to Skills USA back in the spring, and they placed at the state level, and then we had one student go to nationals. And so they're doing a fundraiser so they can continue with this competition. And so you can order pies, coffee cakes, and dinner rolls to support the students. You have until the end of business on Monday, 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock on Monday. To go to the website and sign up for what you might want. You know, I see the note here, the apple pie can be requested unbaked so it can be baked at home. I'm going that route.
You know, yeah, yes, of course I made this pie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So, and there is a link on the website and the Facebook page for you to place your order, but again, 4 p.m. on Friday. Dr. Daugherty, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time.
Ron and Chuck, thank you. I'm going to throw this out there very quickly. Amy Hall, the alumni coordinator for the foundation, will be joining me for Tech Talk on Tuesday.
Okay.
Good deal.
Looking forward to it.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank
Dr. Darty.
Enjoy this heavy news day.
Yeah, thanks, Karen. Goodbye.
Good luck.
That
to
is
you
it.
All.
Bye. Dr. Karen Darty, Flint Hills Technical College president on Newsmaker 2 this morning. Chuck?
Okay. And looking ahead to tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 segment, we'll have Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce president.